strikeouts, and here comes Jorge Luis Mota. One on and one out for the Frednats. First pitch delivered, fastball up and away in 98. His fastball for McDougal still at 98 on his 66th pitch of the day. He has given everything he's got. 1-0 pitch to Mota, swing and a miss. 91 on a slider from Tanner McDougal, and the count is 1-1. Ken Kannapolis should have the momentum entering a possible game two tonight, which would be the deciding game three. This one grounded in fair play. Tagged out is Mota at the plate. Up to second goes Pimentel. There's going to be the second out of the inning, as it'll be the rare 2-U put out here of Jorge Luis Mota. Up to second goes Pimentel. As Jake Lowry is confused by the call, but here comes Kelvin Diaz to bat with two outs and a runner in scoring position for the Frednats. Kind of one of those scenarios where if you're the Frednats, you just kind of take it, because it means you put a runner at second. Two outs, first pitch. McDougal, ball in the dirt, blocked by Appel. Count 1-0. Diaz struck out looking his first time up against McDougal, who is at 8 strikeouts through 4 2/3. I think if he finishes up this inning on a strikeout, he will be fired up to levels we haven't seen. 1-0 pitch. Fastball is just a touch outside. Not a strike per Jared Neal, and the count is 2-0. Good crowd on hand to support the ballers. 2-0. Breaking ball is a beauty, finds a zone. It's 2-1. Two one count, runner at second is Pimentel. Pitch delivered, swing and a miss. Breaking ball is now a 2-2 count. Tanner McDougal one strike away from tossing 5 shutout innings against the Fredericksburg Nationals in a do-or-die game two of this Carolina League Championship. McDougal set of the bump, deep breath, 2-2 on the way. Swinging a high pop-up foul, and we'll see another one at 2-2. The misty rain continuing to fall here in Fredericksburg. If results hold, we'll see another one in 45 minutes after the end of this one. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. McDougal holds his hands up, and the ballers have shut out the Frednats through 5 innings of today's action. McDougal strikes out a season-high 9 through 5 innings, and the ballers are on to a 3-0 lead. Top of the 6th we go. The Frednats have 6 outs to work with, and they trail by 3 to the Kannapolis Cannon Ballers. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. And a welcome back in the top of the 6th. When we come back, it'll be Appel, Logan, and Perez when we return. Switch inning catcher Jackson Appel leads it off against Alexander Meckley for the top of the sixth. First pitch low and outside for ball one to the catcher Jackson Appel. Drink Logan Harrell Perez to follow. In this top of the sixth, Ballers leading 3-0. Game two of this Carolina League Championship action. 1-0 up and away for a 2-0 count now on Jackson Appel. Logan and Perez to follow here. In this top of the sixth, Ballers in a big spot here against the Frenettes. 2-0 is low and outside, ball three. Jackson Appel works the count to 3-0. And the Ballers in a big spot here. Looking to add some insurance against these Frenettes. 3-0 pitch, outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk to Jackson Appel. And the Ballers have a base runner for yet another inning. They haven't been sat down in order at all tonight. They've had base runners in every inning. And now Drake Logan digs in, one on, nobody out. Drake Logan, a sack fly in the fourth, gave the Ballers their first run of the night. Pitch on the way, a swing and a ground ball to short, diving stop by Seaver King. Flips to second for one, and that's all he'll have. Logan, a speedy runner on with a fielder's choice. And out at second is Appel on the 6-4 put out. King with a good amount of range at short makes the snag. And one on, one out now for Harold Perez. This Frednat fan base holding on here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium has been silenced. The Ballers have had the overwhelming advantage in this game against now Meckley, and before that it was Clemmy. Pinch in the dirt for ball one as Harold Perez has a 1-0 count. The chance of Let's Go Ballers are allowed. Let's go Frednats, the chant below us here on the third base side. 1-0 pitch, fastball up and away for ball two. Time called and out to talk to Alexander Meckley is Kevin Bazell, the catcher. At first is Drake Logan, who reached on the fielder's choice. Perez, the number 14 overall prospect in the org for the White Sox, gets a 2-0 fastball buzz in his tower, and it's 3-0. Ryan Burrows on deck. He had a double back in the fourth. As Kannapolis sitting pretty in the top of the sixth. 3-0 to Perez. Fastball upstairs. Ball four. Second four-pitch walk of the inning for Alexander Meckley. And now that puts two on for the Ballers with still just one out in the inning. And digging in is Ryan Burrows, who's had a playoffs of all playoffs for Kannapolis. Out is Justin Lore now to talk to Alexander Meckley, who's put himself in some trouble. It'll be Burrows digging in. Meckley has pitched four games for the Frednats. He's had a lot of run. Four walks in his four regular season appearances. Excuse me, made three regular season appearances, one playoff outing. He got the win last Thursday in the game that sent the Frednats to the championship about 6 days ago over in Zebulon at the Carolina Mudcats home stadium. Two on, one out for Ryan Burrows. A strikeout and a double against Alex Clemmy. He'll face Alexander Meckley here in this top of the sixth, looking for insurance. One out, first pitch. Fastball outside corner. Nothing in one on Ryan Burrows. Kannapolis shutting out the Frednats so far today. 0-1 to Burrows in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Bazell. One and one. The two sides have been locked in this battle. 1-1. Fastball catches the outside corner. 1-2 on Ryan Burrows. Meckley has not allowed a run as a professional yet. As Clemmy goes 4 1/3 and then having to turn it over to Meckley. This one fouled back. Burrows at a 1-2 count. Three runs all charged to Clemmie here in game two. 1-2 to Burrows, swung on and lifted high and foul. Count stays put right there at 1-2. Misty, overcast, and dreary. Three words to describe the weather here in Fredericksburg. 1-2 to Burrows. In the dirt, blocked by Bazell. It's outside, 2-2. Albertson Essien's on deck. He had the two RBI triple in the fourth to give Kannapolis some cushion in their lead. Meckley, the second pitcher used by the Fred Nats today. 2-2 put into play, a ground ball up the middle. Fielded by Diaz, steps on the back at second for one out of first. Inning-ending double play as it's a 4-3 on the double play. Burrows grounds out into it, and the Ballers will send 9-1-2 to the plate in the seventh, but we'll have to go to the sixth here. Kannapolis with a 3-0 lead, and we'll go to the bottom half when we come back. Here are the Ballers Baseball Network. It will be none other than Cox, Green, and King due up for the Fred Nats. Well, Tanner McDougal's day is done, and what a day he had. Nine strikeouts through five shutout innings, as now Aaron Combs is on to try to slam the door on the Fredericksburg Nationals here in the final two innings of the game. Bottom six, 1-0 on Cox. Pitch delivered, swing and a miss on the breaking ball. 1-1 on Brenner Cox. Aaron Combs has appeared twice in the playoffs, and he has been masterful. 2 2/3, no hits, no runs, no walks, and six punch-outs. 1-1, Cox swings and misses. It is now 1-2 on the right fielder, Brenner Cox. Aaron Combs shut out both the River Dogs in both outings on Tuesday and Friday last week against the Charleston River Dogs. He struck out every batter he saw in that second appearance through two innings, six punch-outs. He has been absolutely stupendous. And it's time with Kannapolis. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss to the plate. He struck him out. And the Ballers are five outs away from a victory here in game two of this Carolina League Championship, as Brenner Cox down on strikes. One out, and digging in is Elijah Green. Elijah Green will dig in 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Ballers are five outs away from forcing a game at two today in game three to decide the Carolina League champion. First pitch finds a zone. Nothing and one on Elijah Green. Green is 0-for-2, a pair of strikeouts against McDougal. Combs on out of the pen. Former Tennessee Volunteer and eighth rounder in 2024. 0-1 just misses outside. It's 1-1. Combs is 6'3", 190 pounds, 22 years of age. Eighth rounder out of Sarasota, Florida. is Aaron Combs. He pitched at Coastal Carolina and College of Central Florida before arriving to Tennessee. 1-1 swing and a miss. And the count 1-2 now on Elijah Green. Seaver King to follow here against Aaron Combs, who has been sharp here so far in his appearance on the bump for the Ballers. One-two count with one out in this bottom of the sixth inning. Combs' pitch. Fastball outside, cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. That's eight batters in a row that Aaron Combs has faced, and he struck out here in Carolina League playoff action as now two outs in the bottom of the sixth, and Seaver King's going to bat with two outs, nobody on base, and the Fred Nats have four outs to work with. Seaver King is 0-2, a ground out. And both times he stepped to the plate, first pitch fastball inside corner, nothing and one on Seaver King. 2 years at Wingate, his final year of college ball at Wake Forest. Number 10 overall pick this year by the Nats. 0-1 outside. 1-1 on Seaver King, who's the number 5 overall prospect in Washington's org. Combs works from the stretch exclusively, 1-1 pitch. Just a touch up and away for a 2-1 count. Loma Vita waiting on deck as Kannapolis has gotten some amazing pitching from McDougal and now Combs, who's faced two batters and struck them both out. 2-1 to King. Swung on and popped up over our heads. And the count is 2-2 here on Seaver King. Two balls and two strikes. Loma Vita on deck. Combs set. Pitch delivered. Swinging a looping line drive into left center. Base hit. First hit of the day for the Fredericksburg Nationals. And Seaver King is on base. Ballers no longer have a no-hitter on the board as Combs allows his first hit of the playoffs. There's one on with two outs. And digging in now is Caleb Loma Vita. Well, if anyone was going to get a hit against Aaron Combs, it was probably going to be Seaver King. And one of the higher touted prospects in baseball. First pitch is outside to Loma Vita on a breaking ball. It's 1-0. Count, two outs. Combs set. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball, a swing and a miss. Loma Vita ahead of it, and it's 1-1. Combs led the Volunteers at Tennessee in saves with six this spring, including the one to nail down the College World Series. Loma Vita in at the box, 1-1. Fastball finds a zone in the upstairs corner, 1-2 to Caleb Loma Vita. One hit on the board for the Fred Nats. Here through 5 2/3. Combs one strike away from setting us for the seventh. And he gets it here on a swing and a miss. 1-2, he struck him out. And the Ballers are three outs away from forcing a decisive game three in the Carolina League Championship. As we'll go to the top half of the seventh, it'll be SC and Antonacci and Wolko as Aaron Combs comes in and allows the hit, but he gets three punch outs and he struck out a grand total of now 9 of his last 10 batters faced. And that'll be it for six innings. Seventh we go on the Ballers Baseball Network here in Fredericksburg. Well, the Frednets finally picked up a base hit in the bottom of the sixth inning, a single from Seaver King. But coming in clutch is Aaron Combs. He strikes out three of his four batters faced. He struck out now nine of his last 10 batters he's seen. And the Ballers have a little bit of a lead here. Top seven looking to add more to it as Albertson is seeing gets ball one from the new arm of the ump. The lefty, Adam Bluebaum, 6'6" lefty from Raleigh, North Carolina, free agent signee in 2024. As a Seaton smokes the 1-0 to short, but Seaver King makes the snag on a line drive. L6 in the book for Albertson. One down, and now top of the order, two up. It's Sam Antonacci. So in out of the pen is Adam Bluebaum, who has been a very serviceable arm for the Frednets. In the playoffs, he allowed no runs on one hit in two-thirds of an inning, and that was against the Carolina Mudcats. He gets his first appearance against the Ballers. First pitch, fastball up and inside in the corner for strike one. Top seven, 3-0, Kannapolis leads. Lefty-lefty matchup, 0-1. Antonacci swings and misses. It's nothing and two on the DH, Antonacci. A single, a walk, a stolen base, and a ground out for Antonacci. Fifth rounder, out of Coastal Carolina. 0-2 pitch to Sam is up, and it almost hits him, and the count is 1-2. Good crowd on hand supporting Kannapolis. Appreciate you tuning in and joining us today here in the Ballers Baseball Network. As we decide what happens between these two sides, will they play a decisive game three, or will Kannapolis see their season come to an end? So far, it's looking like we're going to get seven more innings tonight. 1-2 count, pitch on the way, and Antonacci takes inside corner for strike three, and Bluebaum has his first punch out of this seventh inning. Two outs, nobody on. George Wolko digs in, lefty-lefty matchup. George Wolko digs in, 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. Wolko, the power bat, a lefty-lefty matchup, pitch delivered. Swing and a miss for strike one, a breaking ball, and it's nothing and one. Final line for Alexander Meckley. Inning in two-thirds, two walks, nothing else. No runs, no hits, no punch-outs. 0-1 is outside from Bluebaum, and the count is 1-1. So an inning in two-thirds for Meckley. No hits, no runs, two walks, and no punch-outs. It's Bluebaum, second bullpen arm used by the Frednets today. 1-1 swung on, fouled off. Wolko got a piece of it. It's 1-2. Alec Makarevics is the batter on deck. Top seven, Ballers on top, 3-0. 1-2 from Bluebaum. Wolko takes inside cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. And Bluebaum gets a pair of punch-outs to finish up seven innings of Kannapolis offense as Bluebaum's two strikeouts sit him down, 1-2-3. First time all day, Kannapolis has been sat down in order as we'll go to the bottom half of the seventh. Combs back on to the pen we go, and the Ballers three outs away from forcing a decisive game three here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. As we go to this bottom seven we go, it'll be Bazell, Pimentel, and Vaquero on the Ballers Baseball Network here in Fredericksburg. The Kannapolis Cannonballers are three outs away from heading to a second seven-inning contest tonight, which would mean winner-take-all in the Carolina League Championship as Aaron Combs, the former Tennessee Volunteer, back on the bump, second inning of work for the righty. First pitch is up and inside to Kevin Bazell for ball one. Bazell, Pimentel, Vaccaro do up here. Bottom seven, ballers lead 3-0. Combs, the former Volunteer, on to close out this first game of the action here in this game one of the doubleheader, game two of the championship series. 2-0 your count on Bazell, who is 0-2 today. Pimentel is 0-1. Vaccaro in the hole is 0-2. Great cheering squad here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as they look to get these final three outs and force a decisive game three. 2-0 count, Combs looks in, pitch delivered. Fastball is a touch up and away for ball three as Bazell has worked a 3-0 count against this tough righty Aaron Combs. Combs has walked four batters in 7 2/3 in the regular season as he finds a zone in the 3-0, getting the over fastball for a 3-1 count. Combs has not walked a batter in the postseason. Matter of fact, through 3 2/3, he struck out nine batters, and there's his first walk. Free pass issue to Bazell. Leadoff runner on for the Frednats. And with one on and nobody out, Brandon Pimentel is the batter. Pimentel digs in 0-4-1. He was hit by a pitch and a strikeout against Tanner McDougal, who is the only batter, only other pitcher used here in this game. After being rained out last night, these sides playing what will be, pending the results of this one, a two-game, seven-inning each game doubleheader action to finish up the Carolina League season and decide a champion here in Fredericksburg. Bottom seven, 3-0 Kannapolis leads. Pimentel digs in. First pitch is upstairs for ball one as Combs has had a little more trouble finding the zone here in this bottom of the seventh. One of the sharper arms out of the pen for Patrick Lee. Lemon Combs trying to get the job done. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss on a changeup. It's 1-1. Pimentel, Carolina League leader in RBI in the regular season, had a standout regular season for the Frednats. 85 RBI. Now it's 10 more than second place in the whole league. 1-1 is inside, and it hit Pimentel on the side, and that'll be a hit-by-pitch. And now the tying run's going to step to the plate for the Frednats. Second hit-by-pitch of the day for Pimentel. And now with 2-1 and nobody out, Christian Vaccaro digs in. So Vaccaro will bat, and Pimentel is going to be lifted. He'll have a pinch hitter. It is T.O. Banks. Pinch running here for Brandon Pimentel. Banks, a speedier runner than Pimentel. Banks, an 18th rounder in 2024, 21 years of age, out of Odessa, Texas. Is T.O. Banks. Combs will get the first pitch into Vaccaro. Inside, almost hit him. The count 1-0. Combs having a little more trouble locking in here in this bottom of the seventh. Alrighty, trying to finish up the Frednats here in game two. 1-0 pitch. Inside and low on a breaking ball for ball two. And now the Frednats smell blood in the water. 2-0 count on Vaccaro. It was 0-2. In this game, Combs winds and fires 2-0, swing and a miss late on a breaking ball, and Combs gets back into a 2-1 count. Great crowd on hand, a noisy crowd at that. Frednats, of course, if they win this game, they win the championship. Ballers want to extend it by another game. 2-1, fastball up and in for ball three, as there's another arm up tossing very quickly down the line in right for the Ballers, actually out in the outfield for Kannapolis. That's kind of worst case scenario for Patrick Leland. You wanted to use Combs. 4-2 innings here. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Low breaking ball. Vaquero can't make contact. Full count. Nobody out on Christian Vaquero. Jorge Luis Mota is on deck. Kelvin Diaz in the hole. Full count. Nobody out. Pitch from Combs. Swing and a miss to the plate. He struck him out. One out of the board for Aaron Combs. He picks up his fourth strikeout of the day. And now with one out and two on base, it'll be Jorge Luis Mota. So four punch outs through an inning and a third for Combs. This crowd's getting rowdy for Jorge Luis Mota, who has put a ball in play here twice in this game, both times against McDougal. First pitch from Combs, inside for ball one and a breaking ball. Runner at second is Bazell. Pimentel reached first and then is a pinch run for 1-0. Swing and a miss into the mid of Appel. It goes 1-1. T.O. Banks is the pinch runner at first base. Crowd getting rowdy here in Fredericksburg. 1-1 from Combs. Fastball finds the outside corner. It's 1-2. The Ballers, with their backs against the wall, come in this second game of the Carolina League Championship. And they are setting up for what should be a thrilling game three. 1-2 pitch from Combs. Check swing, and he goes around on it, says home plate umpire Jared Neal. And there's the fifth strikeout. Everyone inning in two-thirds for Aaron Combs. And the Ballers are one out away from a game three in the Carolina League Championship. 9-0 batter Kelvin Diaz to up. Diaz 0-2 with a pair of punch outs. Combs winds and fires, breaking ball in there for strike one. Tanner McDougal set the stage. Five no-hit innings with one walk and nine punch outs. Combs in and trying to close the door at one. A swing and a miss, and the Ballers are one strike away from forcing it into a game three. Mason Moore, the probable for Kannapolis in the next game. Former Kentucky Wildcat, who will have help from the pen. And the Ballers will use everyone. 0-2, swing and a miss to the plate. He struck him out, and that's all she wrote. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Game three in 45 minutes will decide the Carolina League champion. And the Ballers, with their backs against the wall, do not win here in the game two of the Carolina League championship. And we will have a deciding game three in 45 minutes here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium as the Ballers shut out the Fred Nats. 3-0 is your final as we'll go here into game three. And oh, baby, what a final game we're going to have on our hands when we come back. Oh, my goodness, as the Ballers shut out the Fred Nats. 3-0 your score. One hit for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Five for the Ballers as they take game two with their backs against the wall. They do not give up. And Kannapolis takes game two of the championship series. Game three in about 45 minutes. It'll probably be about 8 o'clock or so. We'll see how it goes as the Ballers and Fred Nats will square off here one final time to decide a Carolina League champion. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to catch our breaths. We're going to reset and get you ready for the most important game of this entire season. One game to decide a champion between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fredericksburg Nationals. So for now, we'll say so long, but don't go anywhere, folks. It'll be about 8 o'clock or so when we get set and ready to go for game three in a winner-take-all matchup between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Sit tight, go grab a drink, go grab a snack, something, as we are not done. One game to decide a champion in the Carolina League. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. And, of course, we appreciate you tuning in. We'll be right back. Dan Helody saying thank you, and we'll see you at about 8 o'clock for a deciding matchup, game three of the Carolina League Championship Series. Kannapolis played 131 regular season games. They're about to start their sixth playoff game of this 2024 Carolina League playoff season as the Ballers clinch the first half of the Carolina League in South Division. As for the Fredericksburg Nationals, well, they clinched the second half title in the North Division, and they ended up sweeping the Carolina Mudcats tonight. And right now, we decide a champion in the Carolina League as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and Fredericksburg Nationals play a decisive Game 3 here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Second seven-inning contest of a doubleheader action tonight here between the Ballers and the Fred Nats. I got friends Dan Helody on the call for you today on the Ballers Baseball Network here on the free audio stream, kcballers.com. And the MILB's official app. It is Sam Antonacci to lead things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Travis Sikora, the tall, imposing righty, gets the start for the Fredericksburg Nationals in this decisive Game 3. It's a tall task for the Ballers. Number 92 overall prospect in baseball is Travis Sikora. Third rounder out of Round Rock, Texas, is Sikora, just outside of Austin, Texas. Sikora, the 6'6 righty, has been masterful. He was just named Carolina League Pitcher of the Year, and we're about set and ready to go here in Fredericksburg. Antonacci digs in. 8:05 first pitch. We're underway. First pitch lifted high and foul on the count, nothing and one. 8:05 right on the dot. It is kind of raining here in Game 2 of this action. It is a very nice upper 70s evening here in Fredericksburg. Rain coming down. Antonacci swings on the 0-1 and misses. Sikora up quickly at a nothing and two count. Travis Sikora, the number 92 overall prospect in baseball, number 3 in the Nationals organization. He will soon be the number 1 prospect with a couple other graduations. This 0-2 is off the plate to Sam Antonacci for ball 1. Antonacci, Wolko, Makarevic, same 3 in the top of the order in Game 2 of this series, which was the first game of tonight's doubleheader. 1-2 from Sikora is a swing and a miss on a breaking ball in the dirt. And Antonacci down on strikes. Travis Sikora has his first punch out of the night. And with one down, it's George Wolko digging in. Again, Travis Sikora, fastball, slider, splitter for the righty from Round Rock, Texas. That splitter really is a plus pitch, but the fastball in the upper 90s really is what it gives Sikora the ability to strike out a lot of batters. First pitch to Wolko, swing and a miss on a breaking ball low, and the count is 0-1. Wolko led the Cannonballers in the regular season with 11 home runs, batted .241 in the regular season. He did have an 0-for-4 game with 4 punchouts in tonight's first game as he faces Sikora here, power on power. Wolko swings, lifts a fly ball in a right, after it Brenner Cox, and under it makes the catch for out number 2. There's an F9, 2 outs, and now digging in Alec Makarevic. Makarevic bats third in the order. Roni Hernandez bats fourth in the cleanup spot. Jackson Appel, catcher, bats fifth. Drake Logan in center bats sixth. Batting seventh is Harold Perez at second. Eighth is Ryan Burrows at short. And Nathan Archer rounds it out, batting ninth for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Sikora winds and fires. First pitch to Makarevic is off the plate for ball 1. Sikora gets this defense behind him that matches the same as Game 1's lineup. Vaquero, Green, and Cox in the outfield. Ochoa, King, Diaz, and Pimentel left to right in the infield. 1-0 to Makarevic. A swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and the count is 1-1. Behind the dish is Caleb Lomavita. For the righty, Travis Sikora in his second appearance here in the playoffs. 1-1. Makarevic swings and misses, and the count is 1-2. As Makarevic went 0-for-2, he did reach on an error in the first game of tonight's action. Makarevic has had a bit of a lackluster playoff. So 1-2, swing and a miss, fastball upstairs at 95, and Sikora gets a 1-2-3 frame to start this game. 2 punchouts, and the Fred Nats fans are bringing the noise here in Game 3, the decisive Game 3 to decide the champion of the Carolina League. It'll be Cox, Green, King, 2-1 for the Fred Nats, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live in Fredericksburg. Brenner Cox to lead things off here in this bottom of the first inning. It'll be Elijah Green and Seaver King to follow against Mason Moore, who gets the start for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in what is the final game of the Carolina League season. First pitch to Cox is inside for ball one on the leadoff batter. 6'4", 215-pound, 22-year-old, 15th rounder in 2024 out of Lexington, Kentucky. The former Kentucky Wildcat offers the 1-0. It's low for a 2-0 count. Mason Moore on the bump, making his third appearance in a Ballers uniform. It's been a tale of two appearances for Moore. His 2-0 finds the lower part of the zone. It's 2-1 on Brenner Cox. Moore had a rough go of it in his first and only game in the regular season. 2 1/3, 5 runs on 6 hits against Salem as Cox lifts the 2-1 high and foul. And the count now evens at 2-2. Moore then shut out the Charleston River Dogs in 3 innings back on last Thursday's action at Atrium Health Ballpark. Second appearance on the road for Mason Moore. 2-2 to Cox. Low and inside for ball 3 on the Fred Nats leadoff batter. Mason Moore, the former Kentucky Wildcat, finished his college career with a 14-5 record for Kentucky, including a team-high 9 wins in 2024. 3-2 to Cox. Fastball low and inside, ball 4. Leadoff runner on for the Fred Nats as the walk issued by Moore puts one on with nobody out for Elijah Green. Elijah Green will bat. He went 0-for in the game just a couple of moments ago for the Fred Nats. Fred Nats only had one hit in the whole game against Tanner McDougal and Aaron Combs, as here Elijah Green stands in for the Fred Nats. First pitch outside for Moore, and the count is 1-0. Elijah Green in center bats second. Seaver King bats third. Number 10 overall pick in this past year's draft. Seaver King on deck. Elijah Green, number 5 overall pick back in 2022. 1-0 finds a zone from Moore on the outside corner, and the count is 1-1. Kevin Bazell bats in the cleanup spot. Caleb Lomavita bats fifth for the Fred Nats and Jake Lowry. Brandon Pimentel bats sixth. It's Christian Vaquero batting seventh as Green swings on the 1-1, foul back on the count 1-2. Nate Ochoa bats eighth. He is at third base, and Kelvin Diaz bats ninth in the order for the Fredericksburg Nationals in the final game of this Carolina League season. Winner is crown champion, and loser will have a unhappy ride home tonight. Ball and two strikes as Moore is set. Pitch delivered, runner going. Fastball outside is outside. Snap throw to second, and out at second is Cox. Jackson Appel with a snipe throw up to second. It's a 2-4 put out of the lead runner in Brenner Cox. 2-2 count on Elijah Green, but the 2-4 put out makes it one down in the bottom of the first. And Elijah Green has a 2-2 count, but Moore has nobody on base. Jackson Appel has been absolutely masterful behind the dish. 2-2 on the way to Green, is on the outside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Mason Moore finds some mojo, his first punch out here of this evening, fourth punch out of the playoffs, two outs, nobody on base, and Seaver King digs in. Seaver King stands in, shortstop had the only hit of the game for the Fred Nats in game one of this doubleheader action tonight. Two outs, digging in is Seaver King, number 5 overall Nationals prospect. First pitch delivered is outside and low from Mason Moore, and the count is 1-0. Moore in his third appearance in a Baller uniform works from the line, 1-0 to King in the dirt. It's picked up by Appel, and the count is 2-0. Defensively for Kannapolis, and this is decisive game three. Archer, Logan, and Wolko in the infield. Antonacci, Burrows, Perez, and Makarevic. And behind the dish is Jackson Appel. A 2-0 pitch to King. Fastball up and away. Moore trying to stretch the zone a little outside to King, but no dice, and the count is still 3-0 now on the Nationals shortstop. Moore will only likely go a couple innings in this 7-inning contest. The good news for the Ballers, Jake Peppers is available. 3-0 outside corner, 3-1. Peppers did toss five innings 6 days ago, so he would be on one less day of rest, but he doesn't have to go as long. 3-1 pitch. Fastball outside corner. Moore painting it outside on Seaver King, and the count runs full here on the National shortstop. King will call time. Richie Arredondo behind the dish. Calling balls and strikes. William Pascal at first. And second is Michael Cross. And at third is Jared Neal. Full count, two outs. Bottom first in a scoreless game. Pitch delivered. Swing and a miss to the plate. He struck it out. Nathan Moore sits Seaver King down. It's an unconventional 1-2-3 inning. And we are scoreless through one here in Virginia Credit Union Stadium as the Ballers will step back into bat. Ronnie Hernandez, Jackson Appel, Drake Logan do up when we come back against Travis Sikora on the Ballers Baseball Network live in Fredericksburg. Well, after both sides were sat down in order, it's Ronnie Hernandez to lead off top of the second against Travis Sikora. First pitch from a tall righty is delivered, fouled off, and the count is nothing and one on Ronnie Hernandez. Appel and Logan to follow against Travis Sikora, who picked up a pair of punch-outs in inning one of action tonight. Again, a seven-inning matchup to decide this Carolina League champion here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 0-1 to Ronnie Hernandez. A fastball is a touch inside from Sikora, and the count works to 1-1. Ronnie Hernandez had game one of tonight's action off. He did play back on Sunday, went 1-for-4 with an RBI single. 1-1 from Sikora, swung on in line, sharply foul down the line in right, and the count 1-2 on Ronnie Hernandez. 19-year-old catcher from Turmero, Venezuela. Free agent signee in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. 6'1" lefty bat. On base machine for the Ballers. 1-2 from Sikora. Low at the plate for ball two. And the count works even at 2-2. Hernandez, not a huge strikeout guy. In fact, he walked more than he struck out in the regular season. This playoffs, it's not been the same. But Hernandez here looking to make an impact to lead off. First couple of pitches delivered, and Sikora's 2-2 is high and foul. 2-2 still the count. Hernandez 1-for-4 with an RBI. Three hits in the playoffs, two RBI. Just one walk and three punch-outs. Sikora's quick pitch in the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Sikora's now got three punch-outs through four batters faced. And with one out, it's Jackson Appel due up. And the quick pitch from Sikora catches Hernandez off guard as Appel stands in with one out, nobody on base. Ballers yet to find a base runner here in this decisive game three. First pitch delivered. This one lined sharply foul. Appel got a breaking ball first pitch and the count nothing and one. Of course, against Sikora, it's a tall tale for anybody as neither side is offering less than their best on the bump here for this game three. Travis Sikora has not allowed More than five hits in a single game all season in a Fred Nance uniform. A one pitch is a touch low and outside to Jackson Appel. The count 1-1. Appel in game one tonight. Reached on an error, also walked. Sikora not prone to the free passes by any means. As the righty is set, working from the stretch, 1-1. Appel swings and gets a piece of it, fouled back. The count is 1-2. Drake Logan awaiting on deck. Top of the second, a scoreless game. Game three of the Carolina League Championship. Decide who gets to be called champions of this Carolina League in 2024. Sikora on the bump, a 1-2 count with one out. Pitch delivered to Appel. Fastball up and away for ball two. And the count is 2-2. Appel working the count to 2-2. Sikora is at 20 pitches through an inning and a third. And a deep at-bat here for Appel, who will look to try to run Sikora's pitch count up. 2-2 pitch delivered. Swing and a miss. Fastball, and after it was Appel, who went around on a 94-mile-an-hour heater, but no luck, and Sikora is at four punch-outs now through five batters faced. Two outs, and digging in is Drake Logan. Travis Sikora, last time he faced the Kannapolis Cannonballers, well, that was down at Atrium Health Ballpark on August the 31st. That was when the Fred Nats ended up winning 21-5. Five shutout innings, nine punch-outs, one walk for Sikora. Logan swings and misses for strike one to start off his at-bat. Sikora has faced Kannapolis once here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Actually was handed the loss as Sikora will step off on the rubber and get a time call. He has the quick pitch, 0-1. Logan swings, foul tips, and the count nothing and two. Sikora stepped off on the rubber, but no time granted. He had the quick pitch, the nothing and two. 0-2 count in this top of the second. Drake Logan digging in. Sikora did face Kannapolis here in this park. Two runs in 3 2/3. As this one fouled off, it's still an 0-2 count on Drake Logan. Four hits, two runs, three walks, six punch-outs for Travis Sikora here on June 5th at Virginia Credit Union Stadium against these Ballers. Two outs, 0-2 count on Drake Logan. Pitch delivered. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball, and Travis Sikora has struck out five batters, all swinging of his six batters he's seen tonight in the Ballers lineup, as Kannapolis has not had any answer for Sikora through two innings. We'll go bottom half of the two. Pizzell, Lomavica, Pimentel do up when we come back live here in Fredericksburg on the Ballers Baseball Network. A pitcher's duel so far here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Bazell, Lomavita, and Pimentel do up. It's the bottom of the second. Scoreless game. 7-inning contest between the Baldurs and the Frednats to decide a Carolina League champion as Kannapolis and Fredericksburg squaring off here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. First pitch, fastball outside corner, and the count is 0-1 on Kevin Bazell. Mason Moore back for his second inning of work. He's got two punch-outs through one inning of action. 0-1 to Bazell is off the plate for ball one. Even in one ball and one strike. Bazell batted in the five spot last game. 0-2 with a walk against McDougal and Aaron Combs. 1-1 count. Moore's pitch. Swing and a miss. As a little bit of a change up off the arm of Mason Moore. And no dice. Bazell now has a 1-2 count. Lomavita Pimentel to follow here. In this bottom of the second, scoreless game in a pitcher's duel. 1-2. Swinging a foul tip, ever so slightly a foul tip, and the count is still 1-2. Kevin Bazell, number 14 overall prospect in the organization for Washington. Highly touted catcher from Texas Tech. 1-2. Swinging a foul tip, lifted foul, still 1-2. Third rounder this year out of Texas Tech by the Washington Nationals is Bazell, 21 years of age, 6'1", 205-pound righty back. Lomavita waiting on deck, 1-2 from the line, pitch on the way, swinging a ground ball to second, backhanded by Harold Perez. He'll field it on to first, and out at first is Bazell. Perez had a little bit of trouble fielding it at second on the transfer, but he's able to get Bazell, who's not a speedy runner, and he's out at first for the out. 4-3 on the ground, out, one down, and it's Caleb Lomavita, catcher, digging in. Caleb Lomavita bats. He had a big-time base hit back on Sunday at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch from Moore is on the lower part of the zone. Called strike, 0-1. Lomavita 0-3 with a trio of strikeouts against McDougal and Combs in the game one of tonight's action. 0-1 is low and outside from Moore. The count is 1-1. Moore does not go deep in the games. 2 1/3 in his first start, 3 innings in his second start. Likely will not go longer than 2 or 3. This one grounded back towards second. Perez will field, barehanded onto first, and safe at first is Lomavita. He has the first hit of this game in the bottom of the second. A little ground ball, swinging bunt single puts Lomavita on base. And now with one out and a runner on, it'll be Brandon Pimentel. So Pimentel will stand in with one out and now one on. The Frednats tally just their second hit of the night between this first game and the second game of this doubleheader action. First pitch to Pimentel is lifted high and deep right field. Backtracking Wolko on the warning track. Base of the wall, he leaps, and that ball is out of here. Two-run home run for Brandon Pimentel, and the Frednats have taken the lead here in the bottom of the second. It is a two-run shot, and Pimentel has his first home run of the playoffs. 2-0 Fredericksburg in this bottom of the second. First home run of the playoffs for Pimentel. And the Baldurs now find themselves backed against the wall yet again. They trail by a pair in this bottom of the second. Christian Vaquero will dig in. And immediately here comes Blake Hickman. He's going to come talk to Mason Moore, who has given up runs now in two of his three starts. There is an arm that's going to start tossing for Kannapolis in the pen. As Moore, who has a short leash, only has his leash shortened up here even more. As the Frednats have taken the lead at the bottom of the second in a decisive Game 3 here in Fredericksburg. Vaquero digs in, one out, nobody on base. First pitch, fastball is a touch outside for ball one on Vaquero. 1-0 your count. Pitch delivered, swing and a miss on the 1-0. It's now 1-1 as Christian Vaquero Now has an even one ball to one strike count. He did not have a performance at all in the first game. Went 0-for-3. He finds his zone a little low now. Does Moore. It's 2-1. Just the second home run of the playoffs for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 2-1 pitch. Vaquero swings a line drive down the right field line. Base hit. Wolko picks it up, and he will hold Vaquero at first. But now the Frednats have picked up a couple of base runners, and Nate Ochoa is going to dig in with one on and one out in this bottom of the second. Frednats threatening even more, and now one on, one out for Ochoa. So now three hits in a row allowed by Mason Moore in the middle and bottom of the order. And the Frednats certainly have life in this bottom of the second against Kannapolis. One on for Ochoa. First pitch fastball is a touch inside for a ball one and no strike count. Arms loosening like crazy down the line in right for Kannapolis. 1-0 count, pitch from Moore. Swing and a miss. Change up. Had Ochoa in front of it. The count is 1-1. Kelvin Diaz awaiting on deck as a 9-hole batter. Ochoa had the first game of this doubleheader action off. 1-1 pitch. Fastball is outside from Moore. And the count is 2-1. Moore just trying to tinker around the zone, and he's not having luck. That pitch to Pimentel was pretty much right down Broadway on a changeup that was hung. 2-1 pitch. This one swung on and belted foul. And the count evens at 2-2. Just the second home run of the season, of the playoffs, that is, for Fredericksburg. Other one being from Elijah Green. 2-2 count, one out, Moore set. Vaquero will break for first, and now he's going to break for back for first. Ball gets into foul ground. Wolko will field from right. Up to second goes Vaquero. Throw will go in as the errant throw from Moore. It's more of a picked off, caught stealing effort from Moore, but up to second goes Vaquero. As you could rule either way, either a stolen base or a throwing error. It's now time called. Vaquero in some discomfort, grabbing his right shoulder. Moore was going to throw to second, but then threw to first, and I don't think Makarevics was ready for it. As out to check on Vaquero now is Jacob Meyer. Error will go on the board for Mason Moore. That'll move Vaquero up, so an E1 moves the runner to second as Vaquero's left shoulder is in discomfort. Jake Lowry and Jacob Meyer out to talk to Vaquero. 2-2 count with one out. Bottom second, Fredericksburg up 2-0. As it is, Jake Peppers up, throwing for the ballers in the pen in right. So Vaquero is shaken up on the play. He's still in some discomfort, talking to Jacob Meyer. Not quite sure if they'll have a pinch runner or an injury replacement for Vaquero. Still awaiting the move from Jake Lowry. Well, the ballers face themselves down 2-0 bottom second, and if they have any hope of coming away from this stadium with a championship, they are going to have to find a way to get through to Travis Sikora. As Vaquero will depart the game tonight, he is in a world of discomfort as a collision at first. Amack at first for the ballers, and Vaquero is going to head right to the locker room down the left field line. He is in a lot of pain, and it'll be T.O. Banks running at first, at second. So T.O. Banks will be the injury replacement. Rather, no, it'll be a different injury replacement. It'll be Jorge's Mota. So Jorge's Mota is going to be the replacement at second. So Jorge's Mota is at second. Now running for Vaquero. So the defensive adjustment for Fredericksburg will have to be seen in the third inning. 2-2 pitch to Ochoa. Swinging a ground ball to first. Makarevic seats it up. On to first he goes for the second out. Up to third goes the runner in Mota. 3-2 ground out for Ochoa. And now two outs, runner on third for Kelvin Diaz. So Diaz digs in, 9-hole batter for the Fred Nats, 0 for 3 with a trio of strikeouts. Reset of the pitch clock for Mason Moore. Has allowed two runs here in this bottom of the second. Pitch delivered, fastball is up and away for ball one on Kelvin Diaz. Brenner Cox awaiting on deck. Moore winds and fires 1-0, swing and a miss on the breaking ball, and the count is 1-1. Of course, the Fred Nats have not seen Mason Moore at all here in this season. They have seen Jake Peppers. Peppers gave up only one run and four and a third as a swing and a miss from Diaz makes it 1-2. Well, the ballers down by two. It's certainly not a large lead, but it feels larger with Sikora on the bump for the Fred Nats. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Mason Moore picks up his third punch out through two innings of work, and that will send us into a break. We will go to the top of the third. Ballers trail by a pair. It's 2-0 Fred Nats. And after two innings, top three we go. Perez, Burrows, and Archer do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live in Fredericksburg. Travis Sikora back at the bump, bottom third of the order due up. Perez, Burrows, and Archer against Travis Sikora. First pitch finds the zone, 0-1. On Gerald Perez as Sikora, 5 punch outs, 6 batters faced. And he now finds himself ahead, 0-2 against Gerald Perez. Burrows and Archer to follow. Perez went 1-for-2 with a single and a walk last time out. That was earlier in the game tonight. Game one of the doubleheader action now. 2 7-inning contests between these two sides. 0-2 count. Nobody out. Sikora winds and fires. Swinging a foul tip straight back, and the count stays put, 0-2. Well, Travis Sikora has been on his game tonight. 5 strikeouts through 6 batters faced. He has been sharp. The Baldur's trying to find a way to answer against this tough righty. Time call to the plate by Harold Perez, trying to throw Sikora off his timing. Nothing and two on Perez, nobody out. Top three, Baldur's trail by a pair. 1-2, this one grounded to third. Backhand effort, fair ball down the line and left. Perez will break for second. Ball gets loose in the corner, throw goes in a second. Perez slides to second, he's called out. Throw comes in from left, and Ochoa able to get the ball in quickly on a ball deep in the corner by Harold Perez. As that might have been the one effort that Kannapolis needed to get. As Perez gets the single, he does get credit for the base hit. But then out on a 7-4 put out. Four out number one. And we remain with nobody on base. Burrow swings and foul tips first pitch. Straight back, nothing and one. So Perez gets the first hit of the game off of Sikora. 0-1 count, one out for Burrows. Pitch delivered. Fastball is inside, and the count is 1-1. Burrows had a double in the fourth inning of the last game, a strikeout and a ground out as well. 1-1 count with one out. Sikora winds and fires. Fastball up and in. And one buzzes the tower of Burrows. The count is 2-1. 2-1 count with one out. Nathan Archer, nine-hole batter, is on deck. Burrows stands in, 2-1. Breaking ball is a touch low for ball three. And now a good hitter's count for Ryan Burrows, who's found something here against Travis Sikora. Sikora set, looking in for the signs. 3-1 pitch to Burrows. Fastball right down Broadway, and the count runs full. Full count, one out, top three. Ballers trail by a pair. Sikora set, 3-2 payoff pitch. Burrows takes inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Didn't like the call, did Burrows, but Sikora gets his sixth punch out now of this game. And with two outs, it'll be Nathan Archer digging in. So Archer bats, nobody on base, two out. Kannapolis has gotten one hit. It was Harold Perez. But Archer is going to dig in here. Two outs, nobody on. First pitch taken inside for ball one. Sikora had 36 pitches through 2 2/3. He's on a full amount of rest. 1-0 pitch is in the dirt and low for ball two. Again, he's on a full week's rest. He pitched last Thursday against the Carolina Mudcats. Down in Zebulon, and the Ballers' opponent, the Frednats, able to pick up the win. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Archer behind the breaking ball, and the count works to 2-1. Archer gets the start in this game after he went 1-for-4 back on Sunday at the first game of this doubleheader off. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. And now Sikora, one strike away from three shutout innings. With one hit against Kannapolis. Sikora shakes off the first sign, and now he's got it. 2-2 count, two outs. Pitch on the way from the righty. Archer runs the fastball up and into Sikora, and it almost hits him. The count will run full. Sikora is allowed one base runner, and Harold Perez is immediately sat down trying to stretch it into a double. Full count, two outs, payoff pitch. Archer takes Swollen on the inside corner for a called strike three. Bring him up, got him looking, and that's another called strikeout for Sikora. Seven punch-outs of the nine batters he's faced tonight. And now that'll send us into the bottom of the third. Here comes an arm out of the bullpen for Kannapolis as the Ballers will look for some help out of the pen to try to keep it a two-run game. To the bottom of the third we go. And two up for the Frednats at the top of the order. Cox, Green, and King on the Ballers Baseball Network and in Fredericksburg. Well, the Ballers return to the bullpen. It's Mark McLaughlin, who's been one of their better bullpen arms as of late. First pitch to Brenner. Cox finds his own. Nothing and one on the Fred Nats right fielder. Green and King to follow here. Bottom three. Ballers trail by a pair. Having to face off against Travis Sikora has been tough. But Mark McLaughlin on here for the third. 0-1 ground ball to second. Played by Perez and on to first in time for the out. A 4-3 ground out. One down now, and Elijah Green digs in. Mark McLaughlin has been superb out of the pen here in the playoffs. Four innings, one unearned run, two hits, one walk, and seven punch-outs. He did earn the victory in the final game of the Charleston series and sent the Ballers home on to the championship. Four punch-outs in two innings of work. McLaughlin winds and fires. First pitch to Green is lifted high and deep in the right field. Backtracking, Wolko looking up, hits the base of the wall. Elijah Green will turn it in for second. Wolko's throw in, he's thinking three. Throw goes in at third, and slotting in at third safely is Elijah Green. He's got a one-out triple, and that's just one of now three hits allowed by McLaughlin in the playoffs. So standing at third is Green with a triple. One on and one out for Seaver King. Seaver King will bat with a runner 90 feet away from scoring to make it a three-run lead for the Fred Nats. As Mark McLaughlin now has to handle a tough task. Seaver King in the plate with a runner on third and one out. McLaughlin set, deep breath, pitch delivered. Swinging a weak tapper foul off the foot of Seaver King, and the count is nothing and one. Seaver King 0 for 1 of the strikeout against Mason Moore. His final line, two runs in two innings, three hits, one walk and three punch-outs. As Kannapolis' offense has had no answer for Travis Sikora. Seven strikeouts of nine batters faced. 0-1 pitch. Seaver King lines this one in the right. Wolko will make the catch. Green's going to tag from third. Throw goes into home. Appel will catch. Tagging him out at home is Appel. Beautiful throw in from George Wolko, and that's it here for this bottom of the third, as Appel on the tag looks to be injured. The tag and the collision with Elijah Green, and Appel is in some discomfort as he'll throw the ball back towards home. Green is nailed on a 9-2. That is the third out of the inning, and that's a huge momentum hold for Kannapolis. King on the F9 is the second out. 9-2 is the third out. Unconventional 1-2-3 frame to start the night off for Mark McLaughlin. We remain 2-0. Sikora back to the bump. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network here in Fredericksburg. Sam Antonacci, George Wolko, and Alec Makarevic stew up. Travis Sikora will face the Ballers' order the second time through, as Sikora has struck out seven of the nine batters he's faced tonight. First pitch is fouled off by Antonacci, and the count is nothing and one. Antonacci, Wolko, Makarevic due up here. Top of the fourth, Ballers trail by a pair. Brandon Pimentel with a two-run home run. In the bottom of the second, has given all the runs that Fredericksburg needed so far as a quick pitch from Sikora low for ball one. No arms in the pen yet for the Frednats. Sikora sitting pretty at 43 pitches and 30 strikes. 1-1 to Antonacci. Fastball is inside. Sharp eye from Sam Antonacci, and the count works to 2-1. Travis Sikora, 7 punchouts, as we've talked about. But he's given up 2 base runners. Excuse me, just 1. For this one is lifted high and foul up here near the press box, and the count works to 2-2. 2-2 count on Antonacci. First time up, he struck out swinging. Wolko popped out. He is on deck. 2-2 count. Pitch delivered to Antonacci. Swinging another foul tip. Fastball upstairs, and Sam gets a piece of it. 2-2. Well, the Ballers, second time through the order here, if they're going to have outs recorded, are going to need to find a way to get this pitch count up to get Sikora out of the game. 2-2. Swinging a line drive in a center, but right at it is Elijah Green. He'll make the catch for the out. Well hit ball from Antonacci, but there to make the catch is Green. One down in the inning, and now George Wolko digs in. Wolko flew out into right his first time up. That was caught by Brenner Cox. One of only two batters to not strike out against Sikora first time through the order. First pitch to George is delivered. Fastball up and in for ball one on George Wolko. Power on power matchup. Two guys over 6'6". Both high schoolers drafted last year. 1-0 pitch delivered. Wolko swings and can't make contact. The count is 1-1. Sikora, an older high schooler, 20 years old, born on April 28th of 2004. Wolko, born in 2006. Quick pitch on the 1-1. Wolko can't make contact. It's 1-2. Sikora throws his hands up. Wolko's jawing at him. Wolko jawing at Sikora. He'll call time. Will George Wolko. Ball and two strikes with one out. Sikora works only from the stretch. 1-2 to Wolko. Fastball, lower part of the zone. Bring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. And there's another strikeout for Sikora. 8 through now 3 2/3. And with two outs, digging in is Alec Makarevic. Makarevic 0-for-1, struck out first time up. First pitch, swung on and lifted into shallow right. Coming in is Green. Cox also there, but Cox makes the catch for the out. Travis Sikora through 4 shutout innings here as the Ballers need to get some offense rolling, but they have been unable to tonight so far against this tough righty in Travis Sikora. To the bottom of the fourth we go. Bazell, Lomavica, and Pimentel do up when we come back here on the Ballers Baseball Network live in Fredericksburg. Thank you. Bazell, Lomavita, Pimentel due up. Bottom of the fourth inning. Ballers trailing by a pair here in Game 3 of this Carolina League Championship action. First pitch from Mark McLaughlin, low and outside for ball one. And the count is 1-0 on Kevin Bazell. Lomavita, Pimentel to follow. Bottom of the fourth. Ballers trail in this decisive Game 3. As the winner is crowned champion. Ground ball on the 1-0. Eaten up by Antonacci. Throw from his knees on the first. And safe at first is the runner in Kevin Bazell. E5, Antonacci can't make a clean play on it. And that'll likely be the second error of the night for the Ballers defense. On a sharp ground ball hit by Bazell. And the, again, kind of moisture in the infield making things a little tough. One on for the Fred Nats and nobody out for Caleb Lomavita. Lomavita bats with McLaughlin on the bump. First pitch delivered. Fastball is up and away for ball one. McLaughlin working with a fastball curveball changeup. Former Tennessee Volunteer. Seventh rounder in 2022 out of Johns Creek, Georgia is Mark McLaughlin. 1-0 count on Lomavita. Pitch delivered. Fastball is up and away as well for ball two. Single is first time up for Lomavita. One of four hits tonight for Fredericksburg. McLaughlin set. 2-0 count. Bazell's at first. Pitch delivered. Fastball in the lower part of the zone. McLaughlin finds it. It's 2-1. Fred Nats sat down in order unconventionally in the first. Then a two-run home run from Brandon Pimentel. And the second inning made it 2-0, which is where we stand. 2-1. Fastball up and away. Lomavita offered a little bit of a twitch from his hands. He wanted to go after it. Lifted the bat off the shoulder. But instead it's 3-1. Bottom four, 2-0 Fred Nats lead. McLaughlin is set. Deep breath. 3-1 pitch. Swinging a lifted foul ball by Lomavita. The count will stay put and move, if anything, to a 3-2 count. Full count, nobody out. Final game of the Carolina League season. Full count, nobody out. Pitch delivered by McLaughlin. Swung on, popped up foul. And the count will stay put right there at 3-2. Another arm tossing for Kannapolis in the pen. It'll be interesting to see who Patrick Leland opts to go with out of the pen for this game's action. Full count, payoff pitch. Fastball inside, cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. Lomavita sat down on strikes. First punch out of the night for Mark McLaughlin. And now one on one out for the lefty bat of Brandon Pimentel. Well, Brandon Pimentel had a two-run home run his first time up. After eight home runs in the regular season, he's put the two RBI on the board. First pitch, fastball up and in from McLaughlin. The count is 1-0. Righty tossing in the pen for Kannapolis. Looks like it could be Jake Peppers tossing for the Ballers. 1-0 count, one out. McLaughlin's pitch, swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt. Appel there to block it. The count is 1-1. Fred Nats lead 2-0. A lot of baseball left. Kannapolis certainly needs to make it happen sooner rather than later against this Fred Nat pitching staff. 1-1 count, one out. Pitch delivered from McLaughlin. Fastball upstairs. Pimentel does not offer, and it's 2-1. Bad news for Kannapolis, as Fredericksburg has a full bullpen available, including Kranz and Arguelles, who they used on Sunday. 2-1 pitch. Pimentel gets a piece of it. It's fouled off of Appel, and the count is 2-2. The good news for Kannapolis is they have been able to make contact against Socorro tonight. 8 strikeouts through 4 innings is a lot. The Ballers have found ways to make contact against a tough righty. 2-2. Swung on, popped up down the line and left, hooking foul. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes on Brandon Pimentel. Both teams will toss their best into these situations here to risk it for a championship. 2-2 pitch. Pimentel swings, lifted into right. This one will stay in the yard. Wolko under it makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Staying put at first is Kevin Bazell. F9 in the book for Brandon Pimentel. Out number two is had. And now digging in is going to be Jorge Luis Mota for the first time in this game, but not on the night. Mota reached on an error, a ground out and a strikeout first game as he steps in as a relief for Christian Vaquero, who's actually injured earlier on in this game. First pitch finds the zone, lower part of the zone, nothing and one on a breaking ball from Mark McLaughlin. Two outs, bottom four. 2-0 your score, Fredericksburg leads. 0-1 from Mark. Fastball inside corner. Beautifully painted on the inside corner for Mota. And the count is 0-2. Runner at first is Bazell. He's got a little bit of speed on him. Not much, though. 0-2 runner goes. Fastball is weakly tapped back to the mound. Markle Field slips in the infield turf. And falling out his rear is Mark. As on at first will reach, it is Mota on a swinging bunt from Mota. And that's another runner on base for the Frednats. Two on, two out. Nate Ochoa digs in. Well, that's kind of the nature of the beast when you play up here in Fredericksburg. It's an all-turf surface. There's no grass in this entire playing surface. It's all turf. And when it gets kind of wet and it gets all that moisture sunk into it, he will be slipping and sliding. As out comes Patrick Leland. Mark McLaughlin will see his night come to an end as reaching on the base hit is Jorge Luis Mota. Two on, two outs, and the ballers will go back to the pen. Out of the pen, we'll see who the ballers will go with. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network here in Fredericksburg. Well, the Ballers continue to toss their best out of the bullpen tonight in Game 3 of this Carolina League Championship Series. It is Cleet Hartzog, 6'1", 185-pound righty, 23 years of age from Panama City, Florida. Hartzog on as the third arm used in this game by Canapolis. Two on, two out. Ochoa digs in. First pitch on the fastball from Hartzog, just a touch outside for ball one. 1-0 count, two outs, bottom four. Ochoa at the plate, grounded out his first time up to Makarevics. Hartzog on the bump, long look at second. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1. Hartzog blew him away with a fastball outside. Ballers trail 2-0 to the Fredericksburg Nationals, bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Fred Nats lead. Ballers with about three innings to make a comeback. 1-1, low one outside, 2-1 on Nate Ochoa. Hartzog on for the third time this playoffs. Three innings, three hits, one run, one walk, three punch-outs. Last time out, two shutout innings a week ago against the Charleston River Dogs. That was last Friday. 5 days rest for Hartzog. 2-1 to Ochoa. Swung on a foul ball as Ochoa sees the bat go flying on a heavy swing and loses the handle on the bat. 2-2 count. Two outs here in this bottom of the fourth. Bazella's at second. At first is Jorge Lez Mota. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Hartzog is set. Former Troy Trojan. 2-2 pitch. Fastball, lower part of the zone, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Cleet Hartzog gets the strikeout to end the bottom of the fourth, and that'll do it for four innings of baseball here in game three and the final Carolina League game of the season. Travis Socorro back at the bump, top of the fifth we go. Ballers will bat. Hernandez, Appel, and Logan of the Ballers Baseball Network live here in Fredericksburg.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, the Ballers have been sat down eight times with a strikeout from Travis Socorro through four innings. Hernandez, Appel, and Logan to bat in this fifth inning as a check swing from Hernandez. He goes around on a pitch from a Travis Socorro, and the count is nothing and one. Hernandez, Appel, and Logan to bat, top five. Ballers have nine outs to work with, and they trail by a pair. 0-1 pitch. Socorro gets a swing and a miss on the lefty bat of Rony Hernandez. Count nothing and two. 81 in the radar gun from Travis Socorro. Jackson Appel is on deck. All three of these guys struck out swinging back in the second inning. Hernandez, Appel, and Logan. Socorro's set, 0-2 pitch. Hernandez takes low one inside for ball one, and the count is 1-2. One-two count on Rony Hernandez, 0-1 of the strikeouts. Socorro working from the stretch, 1-2 pitch. Low and outside for ball two. Just a touch outside for Rony, and the count is 2-2. Ballers have had no answer for Socorro tonight, just one hit, and it was Gerald Perez who was put out almost immediately as Hernandez swings, looping fly ball right field, coming in Cox, and under it, he makes the catch for the out. F9 for out number one. Ballers now with eight outs to work with And they trail by a pair. One out for Jackson Appel. So Sikora got 7 of the 9 batters he faced first time through the order. Now second time through, he's only struck out 1 of the 4. But he has sat down a total here of 6 ballers in a row. One out, first pitch is a touch low for ball one at Jackson Appel. 82 on the breaking ball from Travis Sikora. And fastball slider splitter for the righty from Round Rock, Texas. 1-0 pitch. Another one, a touch low to Appel. The count works to 2-0. 59 pitches now for Sikora. Starting to get in that tougher area for the righty. 2-0 pitch. Appel takes lower inside corner for a strike one call from Richie Arredondo. No arms tossing for the Fred Nats quite yet. Sikora probably could finish this game out, but the Fred Nats and the Washington Nationals want to take good care of their prized righty. 2-1 to Appel. Swinging a foul tip into the mitt of the catcher, Loma Vita. And the count evens at 2-2. Sikora quick pitches 2-2. This one lifted into right. Cox to his right makes the catch. 3 straight flyouts into right. Sikora's quick pitch did not work. Appel able to put a good hit ball into play. But Cox has been an absolute machine out in right field. He's been like a free safety out there in right, making the catch. 2 outs, Drake Logan digs in over 1 of the strikeout. Sikora working on the bump. First pitch delivered to Logan. A little corkscrew ground ball on a broken bat for Drake Logan. The count is nothing and 1. Piece of the bat shaved off for Drake Logan. Drake Logan will have to grab a new piece of lumber against Travis Sikora here. Defense! 63 pitches for the righty Sikora. 0-1 your count on Logan, who grabs the new piece of lumber to step back in the box with an 0-1 count. Defense! 0-1 count, 2 outs. Sikora winds and fires 0-1. Logan swings and misses on a slider, and now it's nothing and 2. 8 punch outs for Sikora, who has tossed yet another gem. 0-2 pitch. Logan takes fastball up and away for ball one. This would be a carbon copy of his last outing for Sikora. Ball and 2 strikes with 2 outs. Pitch delivered from Sikora. Fastball up and away. And the count works to 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 out, top 5. 2-0, Fred Nats lead. Logan swings and misses. And there's the 9th strikeout of the night for Travis Sikora. Through 5 shutout innings, he's given up 1 hit, and he has faced a total now of the minimum. Through 5 innings, he has tossed yet another gem as the Fred Nats righty, Carolina League Pitcher of the Year named today. And now the ballers have 6 outs to work with, the 6th and 7th, as we'll go bottom 5, due up for the Fred Nats. Diaz, Cox, and Green on the Ballers Baseball Network. Back here in a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Clean Hartsog back at the bump. Another inning of action for the righty. His first pitch to Kelvin Diaz finds his own. Nothing and one as it's Diaz, Cox, and Green do up in the Nats. Bottom five. 0-1 from Hartsog. Low and inside for a ball one count. Now on Kelvin Diaz, nine-hole batter. Hartsog on in relief. Struck out Nate Ochoa to start off his night. And to finish up the fourth inning, 1-1 pitch from Hartsog is lifted high and foul. And the count works to now 1-2. Hartsog in eight innings in the regular season, 2-0, a 1.13 ERA. Opponents batted just 115 against Cleet Hartsog. As a 1-2 is just a touch low for a 2-2 count now on the second baseman, Kelvin Diaz. Cox and Green to follow here. In this bottom of the fifth, 2-0 Fred Nats lead, 2-2. Swinging a miss to the plate. He struck him out. Cleet Hartsog gets his second punch out at as many batters faced. One out, nobody on base. Top of the order, it is Brenner Cox. Final line for Mark McLaughlin, ending in two-thirds of shutout baseball. Two hits, no walks, one punch out for McLaughlin in what is his final appearance of the season. First pitch, Cox shows bunt, pulls it back as it's outside for ball one. And Tanachi having a charge in from third and almost make the play. 1-0 pitch from Hartsog is on the outside corner, 1-1 on Brenner Cox. A walk and a ground out of the night for the leadoff batter Cox, 0-1. Hartsog winds and fires, 1-1 fouled off, straight back, and a count is 1-2. Elijah Green on deck, 1-2, and a triple back in the third, but was nailed trying to score on a fly ball from Seaver King. Hartsog set a 1-2 count. He struck out both batters he's faced here in this action. 1-2 pitch. Low at the plate for ball two. A close pitch from Hartsog. Tempting, but Cox lays off. 2-2 count, one out. Hartsog winds and fires. Swung on, lifted down the line and right, hooking. Foul ball. That one was smoked. But it does land foul into the seats and bounces back in the field of play. 2-2 here count on the right fielder, Brenner Cox. Cox batted just 204 in the regular season. He stands in the leadoff spot. 2-2 low and inside. Hartsog now works the full count on the Fred Nats leadoff batter. Cox has a lot of speed, 52 runs scored in the regular season. Full count, one out. Hartsog winds and fires. Low for ball four. First base runner allowed of the night by Cleet Hartsog. And that puts one on for the Fred Nats with one out. Digging in now is Elijah Green. Elijah Green digs in, 1-2. He tripled his last time up. That was against McLaughlin. First pitch fouled off, straight back, and the count is nothing and one. Green a strikeout looking against Mason Moore. And a hit in the third inning. First hit of the night allowed by McLaughlin. 0-1 count, one out. Hartsog a snap throw to first, and back in safely is Brenner Cox. Bottom five, Fred Nats are on top 2-0 in game three of this Carolina League Championship action. A 1-1 count. Hartsog is set, pitch delivered. Fastball finds the zone in the lower corner, and it's now 0-2. Seaver King awaits on deck, Elijah Green. Another top 30 prospect in the Nationals organization. Hartsog's 0-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Three strikeouts now for Hartsog and four batters faced. Two outs and a runner on. Seaver King will be the batter with that runner on first. It's Brenner Cox for the Fred Nats. Seaver King digs in 0-4-2. A flyout and a strikeout on his ninth. First pitch. This one lifted high and foul. The count runs to nothing and one. Seaver King 0-2 tonight in this game. First game of action went 1-4-3. So on the evening, he's 1-5. 0-1 pitch. Fastball lower part of the zone. And Seaver King now falls behind. And now nothing and two on Cleet Hartzog. Hartzog has struck out three of the four batters he's faced out of the pen. He's done exactly what Patrick Leland has needed. 0-2, ground ball, pass Makarevich into right, base hit. Rounding and headed for third is Cox. Throw goes in and is cut off by Burrows. Seaver King with a base hit, second of the night. And first of this game, he's got a single. He is on at first base. Up to third goes Cox. Runners on the corners, two outs, and Kevin Bazell will be the batter. So Bazell digs in as Blake Hickman will now come talk to Cleet Hartzog, who has found himself in a bit of a tight spot. Runners on the corners with two outs. Two outs, Bazell will be the batter. A ground out and he reached on an error. As now finally confirmed, it is Jake Peppers tossing in the pen for Kannapolis. He will likely have the sixth, potentially the seventh, if the ballers are able to make a comeback. They trail by a pair. Hartzog trying to keep it a two-run game. With Cox at third and King at first. Bazell digs in, crowding the plate as he always does as a third-round pick. First pitch. Lower part of the zone, just a touch low, though, says Richie Arredondo. Count 1-0. Well, Kannapolis had a huge game of pitching in game one tonight. Game two has been all Fred Nats. 1-0 finds the zone. It's 1-1 on Kevin Bazell. Cleet Hartzog, though, has been sharp. Five batters face. Three punch outs as a 1-1. He draws a quick pitch and a swing and a foul tip. It's 1-2 on Kevin Bazell, the DH. A walk and a single have put two on for the Fred Nats. Two outs, bottom five. Hartzog's 1-2. Low and outside. Appel makes the snag. It's 2-2. Lomavita waiting on deck. Bottom five, 2-0 Fred Nats lead. Cowbells ringing like crazy here in Fredericksburg. 2-2. Swing and a foul tip. He got oh so slightly of a piece of it. Bazell has a 2-2 count. Bottom five, 2-0 Fredericksburg on top. There is an arm starting to toss in the pen for the Nationals. Pitch delivered, popped up. First base side, that'll end up out of play. And the count stays put, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Bazell. Biggest spot here of the night for Kannapolis if they want to stay in this game. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. A huge strike three and out number three of this bottom of the fifth as Hartzog gets the strikeout. And that will wrap it up for five innings of action here tonight at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. To the sixth we go. Ballers will bat. Perez, Burrows, and Archer. And Travis Socorro's night is done. New arm coming out of the pen when we come back for the Fred Nats. Gerald Perez digs in as the Ballers no longer have to face Travis Sikora. Instead, they're faced with Robert Krantz. First pitch is off the plate for ball one. 1-0 count, top six. Fred Nats lead 2-0 here. As the Ballers no longer have to face Sikora, they have to face Robert Krantz. He is a 6'3" righty from Keller, Texas. He did go to Wichita State and Oklahoma State, as he's now got a 2-0 count on Gerald Perez. Krantz has appeared a total of six times in a Fred Nats uniform. He's only given up two hits, no runs. He has been a stifling righty for the Fred Nats out of the bullpen, but he's got a 3-0 count here on Gerald Perez, who sparked the count to 3-0. Burrows and Archer to follow here in this top of the sixth. Krantz will work from the line, pitch delivered. Perez watches it all the way, a fastball inside corner, 3-1. Krantz has given up just two hits in his time with the Fred Nats in six appearances. No runs, three walks, and he struck out a multitude. Pitch, swing, and a miss. 3-1, now 3-2. Krantz has struck out a total of 11 batters in his six previous appearances, including a total of two wins and one save. 3-2 to Perez. Swung on, popped up high in the air to right. Trailing out of play, it looks to be, but after it is Brenner Cox, and he makes the catch for the out. F9 for Gerald Perez. There's the first out. Ballers down to their final five outs. And now with one out and nobody on base, it is Ryan Burrows digging in. Robert Krantz did pitch already once in this series. He got the win back on Sunday. Two innings, two strikeouts, no runs, no hits, no walks. First pitch against Ryan Burrows finds the zone. It's nothing and one. Krantz has been a very unhittable arm for opponents to face against these Fred Nats late in the season. 0-1 swing and a miss. Burrows now has an 0-2 count. Top six Ballers with five outs to work with. 0-2 to Burrows. Swing and a miss. And a changeup has Burrows flailing. There's a strikeout for Krantz. 10th of the night for Kannapolis in this game three of the Carolina League Championship. And now Nathan Archer stands in. Two outs in this top of the sixth. Ballers still trailing by a pair. Archer, the 9-hole batter, digs in 0-1, a strikeout looking. Krantz winds and fires. Low and inside for ball one on Nathan Archer. Krantz will go one, potentially two. For the Fred Nats, likely will go two and just finish it out. 1-0 pitch. Low one inside to Archer. The count works to now 2-0 on the Ballers' left fielder. Again, two hits allowed by Krantz. That's it. Last time he allowed a hit was at Atrium Health Ballpark, August 27th. 2-0 upstairs and away, 3-0. Count on Archer. Two outs, pitch delivered by Krantz. Fastball low for ball four, four-pitch walk. And now finally, Kannapolis has found a base runner here in this game against Robert Krantz. First base runner they've had in quite a while. Two outs and a runner on. Top of the order, it's Sam Antonacci. The only Baller to have a hit against Krantz in that first appearance back in August. So that was Rony Hernandez. The bats in the cleanup spot here for Kannapolis. Two outs, one on. First pitch to Antonacci. Low and inside for ball one. And now the Ballers have seen five straight balls as a team from Robert Krantz. Count, two outs. Krantz is set. Pitch delivered. Antonacci takes low and inside for ball two. 2-0 count. That's six balls in a row. Antonacci at the plate against this tough righty and Robert Krantz. 2-0 count, two outs. Pitch delivered. Antonacci takes slow and inside. Ball three. And the Ballers' bolt dugout now is getting a little noisier. They're liking what they're seeing so far from Krantz. 3-0 count, two outs. Santanacci digging in. On-base machine gets the 3-0 pitch. Fastball up and away, ball four. Back-to-back four-pitch walks for Sam Antonacci and Nathan Archer. They have put two runners on. George Wolko is going to stand in, and it's 2-1 for the Ballers. Tying run on base, and the go-ahead run is at the plate, and Kranz is going to get a visit from Justin Lord, the pitching coach. So Pat Leland's now talking to the home plate umpire. And Richie Arredondo, Archer up to second. On a walk, and another four-pitch walk, Antonacci. So two runners on for the Ballers for the first time in this game. Kannapolis has life. Is now on at first to run will be Mason Dennison. So Antonacci is lifted from this game. Mason Dennison will be the pinch runner. So some speed in the base paths for the Ballers as now Wolko digs in. Two outs, top of the sixth, 2-0 Fredericksburg leads. Kranz of the bump has thrown eight balls in a row. Two outs, first pitch to Wolko, swinging a high fly ball left field. This one trailing shallow, under it will be Ochoa. He can make an easy catch on it, but he does make the grab, and it's crisis averted for the Fredericksburg Nationals as the catch is made for the third out of the sixth inning. F7 for Wolko, he gets a pitch to hit, but it's up in the air for a fly out into right. That'll do it for the top of the six. Bottom six we go. It'll be Lomavita, Pimentel, and Mota due up when we come back for the Ballers on the Ballers Baseball Network. Here comes Jake Peppers to toss this bottom of the sixth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, the Ballers will go to their best pitcher available. It is Jake Peppers, the righty from Jacksonville State. Normally a starter, but he's on here to pitch in this bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Lomavita off the plate for ball one. 1-0 is your count. Peppers, 6 foot, 390-pound, 22-year-old, ninth rounder out of Crossville, Alabama. Former Jacksonville State Gamecock. 1-0 to Lomavita, low and away for ball two now. Lomavita, Pimentel, and Jorge Lizmota do up here. In this bottom of the sixth, Ballers trail by a pair to the Fredericksburg Nationals. Peppers will work from the line, 2-0 pitch. Swinging a hard hit line drive and a left base hit. That one will be picked up in left field by Archer. Throw in is quick, and Lomavita is on base with a hard hit line drive single. He's now 2-for-3 in this game. One on, nobody out. And digging in is going to be Brandon Pimentel. So Makarevic moves to third to replace Antonacci. And in still at first is Mason Dennison. So Dennison playing first base. And then Makarevic is at third. Pimentel swings and foul tips it straight back. The count is nothing and one. Closely contested ball game here. Sikora going five shutout innings with nine strikeouts. For the Fred Dats here has been the difference. 0-1 pitch from Peppers. Ground ball back in the middle. Burrow snags. Steps on second for one. On the first. 6-3 double play. And there's a huge game changer in this bottom of the sixth inning. 6-3 the ground out for Pimentel. That's the second out. And now two outs. Nobody on base for Jorge Luis Mota. As Jake Peppers is on for the first time out of the pen this year. In the regular season, 7-6, a 4.27 ERA. He tossed a five-inning shutout gem last Friday out in Kannapolis. Two outs, first pitch to Mota, ground ball to short. Burrows to his left, pirouettes, the throw is high, and the ball gets loose. Mota's going to break for second. Peppers can't make a clean play on it, and up to second goes Mota. Burrows tried to make a clean pirouette play, and a swinging in a throw. And that ball gets loose. Mota is in at second. He will reach on an error or a hit in an error or something of that nature. We'll see how it's scored. One on and two outs for Nate Ochoa. Burrows' throw was well high. Now one on, two outs for Ochoa. Peppers has definitely had his fair share of base runners allowed this year. Being a starter, but he's a guy that definitely can get through innings in an efficient way. First pitch finds the zone for Ochoa. The count is nothing and one. Mota is going to be reaching on the throwing error, says our scorer tonight. So an E6. 0-1 count, two outs for Ochoa. Peppers winds and fires. Low one inside on the 0-1 for now a 1-1 count. And Jake Peppers, not normally a bullpen arm. Fastball, slider, changeup. For the righty, he struck out eight against Eastern Kentucky in his final game in college. He walked 7-0 decision, but the Ballers won 17-8. That was back in April in Myrtle Beach. 1-1 low and outside. The count is 2-1 on Nate Ochoa. Ochoa's 0-2, a ground out and a strikeout. Ballers will have three outs to work with in the seventh. It'll be Makarevic, Hernandez, and Appel due up. 2-1 count, two outs. Peppers winds and fires. Ground ball weakly hit up the middle. Backhand off the base and into the center it goes. Rounding and scoring Luis Mota. And it's a RBI single for Nate Ochoa. And that adds a huge third run of cushion for the Fredericksburg Nationals, who have now taken a 3-0 lead. Peppers has surrendered the unearned run as Diaz is going to step to the plate after a RBI base hit for Nate Ochoa. Two outs, one on for Kelvin Diaz. So a throwing error from Burrows comes back to bite the Ballers. Ground ball hits the bag at second and gets loose into center field. Two outs, Peppers will line and fit off of the pitch to Diaz. Lifted foul on the count is nothing and one. Diaz 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Eight hits for the Fred Nats, one for Kannapolis. In the second game of tonight's action, a snap throw back and a first. Peppers with a very quick pickoff attempt. But back in safely is Ochoa at first. Diaz stands in against Peppers. Third base side of the rubber for Jake. 0-1 pitch. Low one outside for ball one for Kelvin Diaz. Unearned run for Peppers here in this bottom of the sixth inning. One pitch to Diaz. Swing and a miss upstairs on a fastball of 94. And the count is 1-2. Ball and two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the sixth. Peppers on the bum trying to get through this inning without any further damage. 1-2, low and outside for a ball two. As Peppers has an even two balls and two strikes on the count to Diaz. 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Peppers sets. Diaz will get the 2-2. It's low and outside. Ball three. Peppers trying to work the outside corner. Richie Arredondo not giving him space. Full count, two outs. Top of the order, Brenner Cox is on deck. That's about the last guy you want to see at this point in the game. Full count, two outs. Payoff pitch from Peppers. Swinging a fly ball down the line and left. It's hit well towards the line. Fair ball, and it's caught in the corner by Nathan Archer, who got there deep in the gap and was able to make the catch down the line. F7 for Diaz. That is the third out. And the Ballers have three outs to work with. They trail by three, and they will look to make a comeback. Makarevic, Hernandez, and Jackson Appel do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Another new arm coming out of the pen for the Fred Nats. Top of the seventh, the Ballers are going to give it one more push here as they are trailing 3-0 to the Fredericksburg Nationals. They need 3 to tie, 4 to take a lead in the final game of the Carolina League season. Winner is crowned champion Anthony Arguelles on the bump. Closer for the Fred Nats. He'll line and fire. First pitch to Makarevic. Swung on and lifted high and foul. Nothing and one. Arguelles, 5'10", 195-pound, 24-year-old. Agent signee in 2023 for the Nationals. 0-1 to Makarevic. Pitch delivered. Breaking ball upstairs for ball one. Arguelles, despite the recent trends of getting a bunch of saves, not a perfect reliever. In fact, he's faced the Ballers twice in the last month. And one outing, he had a perfect inning of save action. And the other one, back on the 31st of August, 3 runs on 2 hits in 1 inning of action. So proving Arguelles not a perfect closer. 1-2, Makarevic swings and misses for strike three. 0-for-3 of the night is AMAC. As the Ballers down to their final two outs, Rony Hernandez will dig in. Jackson Appel on deck. And the Fred Nats are 2 outs away from a Carolina League championship. Robert Kranz goes one inning. He walks two. Picks up just one strikeout, no hits, and no runs as the Frednats tossing their best three arms at the ballers in this decisive game. Hernandez grounds this first pitch foul down the line and left. Nothing and one the count. A one count with one out. Tony Hernandez digging in. 0-1 pitch. Late swing and a miss on a breaking ball from Arguelles. And the count is nothing and two. Arguelles, born in Miami, Florida. Pitched collegiately at Santa Fe, Miami, and Virginia Tech. He was mainly a starter in college and then moved to the pen. 0-2. Hernandez swings, loops this one down the line and left, hooking, foul ball. Count stays put, nothing in two on Rony Hernandez. Jackson Appel is on deck. Rony 0 for 2 in this game, a strikeout and a flyout, both against Sikora. First time facing a pitcher not named Travis Sikora tonight, 0-2. Swinging a foul tip, Rony got a piece of it. Count still 0-2. O-2 count, one out. Arguelles set. Alert from the line. 0-2 to Rony. Up and away for ball one. Hernandez launches that one sail upstairs. Both Hernandez and Appel are 0-for tonight. 0-for-2. One hit on the board. It's Gerald Perez. Perez mired down lower in the order. 1-2, ground ball to third. Played by Mota, and on to first, the Frednats are one out away from being named champions of the Carolina League. Two outs here in the top of the seventh inning, and digging in as the final hope for Kannapolis is Jackson Appel. Appel is 0-for-2, strikeout and a flyout. Kannapolis trailing by three. Need to find a way to continue the inning. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. The Ballers reach the finals for the first time since 2017. 0-1 pitch. Finds the zone. It's nothing and two. Ballers down to their final strike. Frednats are one strike away from their sixth crown as league champions. Appel digs in with two outs. Top seven, 0-2 count. Arguelles winds and fires. Low one outside, 1-2. First playoff stint for the Cannonballers in their new home. And what a ride it's been. 1-2 pitch. Appel swings and puts a ball in a foul ground. It's still 1-2. They walk off Charleston in the bottom of the 11th last Friday to send them here to the championship series where they've battled the Frednats. And it comes down to this. 1-2. Breaking ball is on the inside corner. Ring him up, got him looking. And that is all she wrote. The Fredericksburg Nationals are 2024 Carolina League champions, and they are the winners of the Carolina League. Kannapolis finishes second, tops in the South Division, but the Frednats take it tonight by a final score of 3-0. The Nationals will celebrate in the infield and for nights to come for sure as Fredericksburg winners tonight, their sixth title in franchise history. Kannapolis comes up one game short and three runs short of making this one a furthermore interesting game. And that will do it for the Carolina League season here in 2024. The Frednats are Carolina League champions here in Fredericksburg, Virginia. We'll recap it all for you tonight in the postgame show. We'll be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network air on this Wednesday evening. We'll be right back after this short break.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Virginia Credit Union Stadium in Fredericksburg, Virginia, where the final score tonight in Game 3 of the Carolina League Championship Series, the Frednats take it by a final score of 3-0. They out-hit Kannapolis 8-1, three errors on the board for the Ballers as the Frednats do come up victorious in this decisive Game 3 and the final game of this championship series, final game of the Carolina League season, and the Ballers do take it all the way. They go to the maximum, but they do fall tonight 3-0 in the decisive Game 3. Travis Sikora had a masterclass of a performance. Five shutout innings, one hit, no walks and nine punchouts. Kannapolis only put one base runner on against Travis Sikora, a very tough righty. And the Frednats get a lot of help from their pitching staff. They toss their best three pitchers out there in the tonight's decisive second game of the doubleheader. Sikora, five shutout innings, one walk and nine punchouts. Kranz goes one a clean inning, two walks and a strikeout. Two runners left stranded for Kannapolis. And then Arguelles, 1-2-3 with a pair of punchouts, does the Ballers in this decisive Game 3. On the other side, Brandon Pimentel, a two-run home run in the bottom of the second. Carolina League leader in RBI, and he has a huge night with that two-run home run. And then one unearned run scoring in the sixth inning on a Nate Ochoa RBI single up the middle that skipped off the second base bag and gets loose in a center field. And the Frednats take the game tonight by a score of 3-0. Well, Game 1 was awesome. Kannapolis able to shut out the Frednats to force this extra game tonight, but the Ballers do come up short in Game 3, and they lose the series 2-1 to these Fredericksburg Nationals, who are champions of the Carolina League. It's the first time since 2019 that the Carolina League and the single-A level of baseball has had a different champion than the Charleston Riverdogs. So Fredericksburg is the first new champion since 2019 at this level of baseball. 2019's champion, of course, was between Hickory and Lexington in that series. Charleston winners in 21, 22, and 23. And now the Frednats bring home the title in this 2024 season. A bevy of top prospects in the Washington Nationals organization, and the Ballers are on the wrong end of it tonight here in Fredericksburg. What a ride, what a season, and what a team. The Kannapolis Cannonballers, for the first time since renaming themselves the Cannonballers, since moving to Atrium Health Ballpark, go to the playoffs. They win a division title in the South Division in the first half. They clinch it on a bus ride back from Delmarva at 2 in the morning and are able to celebrate at a gas station rest stop, and then back at home at about 3 in the morning, actually get to do the champagne showers. They clinched the playoffs. Second half, it wasn't the same team. A lot of promotions and a lot of guys getting moved up and moved around. This whole new team ends up being a different face, where the Ballers use a lot of momentum from late in the season. They were able to rally off a couple of really good stretches late in this season. And even into the playoffs, they take down the ever-so-dangerous Charleston River Dogs in three games. Kannapolis falling at one game at home. That was game two. They go on the road. They defeat Charleston in game one and then have to go to game three. But they walk off the Charleston River Dogs in the 11th in that one. What a game that was back at Atrium Health Ballpark on Friday. That sets them up for a date with the Fred Nats, who take game one. Game two, the Ballers unable to keep the momentum, but Tanner McDougal helps them, and the Ballers take the victory in game two. That was tonight, first game of doubleheader. And now game three, the Fred Nats toss everything they have, and everything they have is more than enough as a trio of Sikora, Kranz, and Arguez shut out the Ballers and one-hit the Ballers here on this Wednesday night. Well, all that being said, that'll do it for us tonight here in Fredericksburg for the Kannapolis Cannonballers season, as they do fall short in the Carolina League Championship Series. But as we've talked about so much, what a game, what a team, and what a ride. As we move on to now, we look forward ahead to the 2025 season. Kannapolis and the Chicago White Sox organization are primed for a bright future, and we look forward to the 2025 season. Myself, Dan Lodi, I look forward to the day when we meet again in April. The grass will be freshly cut. The winter chill may or may not still be around, and the roster is filled with some fresh faces, maybe some even returning ones. In April. It is not goodbye. It is see you soon up here in the broadcast booth. Until then, Dan Lodi leaving you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball, and stay blessed. Please enjoy the offseason, and we look forward to opening day 2025 at Atrium Health Ballpark. Oh, and until next time, have a blast as the Baller season comes to a close tonight. Drive home safe if you're on the road, and we'll see you at the game or on the broadcast. Opening day 2025 is just around the corner. We'll see you then at Atrium Health Ballpark. For the final time in 2024, have a great one, everyone.